23. Juni 1963. Der Präsident der Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika, John F. Kennedy, ist in der Bundesrepublik eingetroffen, der ersten Station seiner Europareise, die ihn außerdem nach Irland, England und Italien führt. Auf dem Flughafen Köln-Wahn begrüßt ihn Bundeskanzler Dr. Konrad Adenauer.
Ihr Besuch, Herr Präsident, ist eine politische Tat. Am 10. Juni erklärten Sie vor der Universität von Washington, dass die Vereinigten Staaten zu ihrer Verpflichtung stehen, Westeuropa und Westberlin zu verteidigen. In derselben Rede sagten Sie, dass sich die Vereinigten Staaten mit der Sowjetunion nicht auf Kosten anderer Nationen und anderer Völker arrangieren würden. Sie sagten auch, dass Amerika mit seinen Verbündeten nicht nur in der Interessenlage übereinstimme, sondern auch in den Zielen, nämlich der Verteidigung, der Freiheit und des Strebens nach Frieden. Wie hätten Sie, Herr Präsident, diese Entschlossenheit besser bekunden können als durch den Besuch der Bundesrepublik, anderer Länder in Westeuropa und den Besuch Berlins?
In seiner Antwort der ersten Erklärung auf deutschem Boden bekräftigt Kennedy die amerikanische Sicherheitsgarantie.
My stay in this country will be all too brief. But in a larger sense, the United States is here on this continent to stay. So long as our presence is desired and required, our forces and commitments will remain. For your safety is our safety, your liberty is our liberty, and any attack on your soil is an attack upon our own. Out of necessity as well as sentiment, in our approach to peace as well as war, our fortunes are one. Finally, I have also come to Germany to pay tribute to a great European statesman, an architect of unity, a champion of liberty, a friend of the American people, Chancellor Konrad Adenauer. Already he lives in the history he helped to make. I look forward to this visit with Chancellor Adenauer, with me, and with the warmth of your greeting already in my memory.
Kennedy will sich ein Bild von der Stimmung und den Hoffnungen der Deutschen machen. Er sucht deshalb Kontakt mit der Bevölkerung. Die erste Gelegenheit dazu bietet sich ihm vor dem Kölner Rathaus, wo ihn viele Tausende jubelnd begrüßen.
As a citizen of Boston, which takes pride in being the oldest city in the United States, I find it sobering to come to Cologne, where the Romans marched when the Bostonians were in skins. Many of my educational roots were planted in Boston, but 4 years before Harvard University was founded, this was the city of Albert Magnus, who taught St. Thomas Aquinas. For Cologne is not only an ancient German city, it is also an ancient European city, a city which since Roman times has played a special role in preserving Western culture and Western religion and Western civilization. The problems of the Western world are in many ways different than they were 2,000 years ago, but our obligations as citizens remain the same. To defend our common heritage from those who would divide and destroy it, to develop and enrich that heritage so that it is passed on to those who come after us.
Der Präsident schließt mit einer Geste, mit der er sofort die Herzen der Kölner gewinnt.
It is in this spirit that I come to Cologne to see the best of the past and the most promising of the future. May I greet you with the old Rhenish saying, Köln alaaf.
Juni. In Anwesenheit Präsident Kennedys wird in der Villa Hammerschmidt, dem Amtssitz des Bundespräsidenten, der Deutsche Entwicklungsdienst gegründet, das Gegenstück zum amerikanischen Friedenskorps. Bundespräsident Dr. Heinrich Lübke sagte dazu unter anderem:
Wir überwinden das koloniale Zeitalter nur, wenn wir bereit sind, andere Welten zu respektieren, ihnen zu dienen und zu helfen. Der Deutsche Entwicklungsdienst soll ein Feldzug nüchterner Bescheidenheit, eine solide Brücke zu allen uns befreundeten, hilfsbedürftigen Ländern werden. Wir vertrauen diesem Teil der Welt die Besten unserer Jugend an, damit sie einen nützlichen Dienst leisten für die Beseitigung von Hunger und Not und zugleich Offenheit, Großzügigkeit und Welterfahrung in die Heimat zurückbringen. Die Erinnerung an die helfende Tat ist der schönste Dank.
Präsident Kennedy antwortet:
Western Europe and the United States really are islands of prosperity in a sea of poverty. South of us there live hundreds of millions of people on the edge of starvation, and I think it essential that we demonstrate, we in the United States, we in the Atlantic community, that we demonstrate our concern for their welfare. However repugnant the communist system is to all of us, it nevertheless has been able to enlist the devotion of a good many people all around the globe. I hope it's possible for us to demonstrate an even greater devotion in the free society. 9,000 Americans will be serving overseas by the end of this year. In some countries of Africa, nearly half of the high school students are being taught by Peace Corpsmen. I cannot think of any people that can serve this cause with greater success and more devotion than the German people. Highly skilled and understanding of the great issues which tear the world apart, I believe that you are greatly needed and that you will, as the President said, find your greatest reward in a service in these very difficult times. Dante once said that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. This is a moral crisis. This is an opportunity. And I'm confident that the German youth, and I hope the older citizens of this country, will find their greatest reward, not here pursuing merely their private pursuit, but in some far-off country, in some small village, they will lay a seed which will bring a rich harvest for us all in later days.
Nach Abschluss der politischen Gespräche in Bonn hält Kennedy im Auswärtigen Amt eine Pressekonferenz. Er wird unter anderem gefragt, ob die amerikanische Regierung noch irgendwelche Bedenken gegen den deutsch-französischen Vertrag habe.
The United States never registered any objections to the treaty. What I think we're concerned about is the maintenance of the integrity of NATO. And it seemed to me that the form in which the treaty passed, the Parliament here in the Federal Republic took very important cognizance of the NATO obligation and the NATO responsibility and the NATO defense. I don't think that we can find strength in bilateral arrangements that we can in multilateral arrangements. The reconciliation of France and Germany, I think, is essential to the security of the West. Europe's been torn by civil wars over a good many hundreds of years. To end that prospect, to bring France and Germany together, is a matter, I would think, of the greatest priority to the French and German people, and a matter of the greatest interest to us. Twice the United States has been brought into war across the Atlantic because France and Germany were not friends. So I want to make it very clear that we support strongly the reconciliation and the effort at friendship which is being made and has been made over a number of years. We also want to be sure that NATO stays strong. Because I think NATO is essential to the security of the Federal Republic, and we regard it as essential to the security of the United States. Those who do not place comparable importance on it, it seems to me, are ignoring history and are over-optimistic of the future.
Kennedy hat in Hanau amerikanische Truppen inspiziert und ist in Frankfurt begeistert empfangen worden. In der Paulskirche sind prominente Vertreter aller Bereiche des öffentlichen Lebens, darunter 250 Bundestagsabgeordnete, versammelt, um eine Rede des Präsidenten zu hören, die als die wichtigste seiner Deutschlandreise angekündigt worden war. Bundestagspräsident Dr. Gerstenmaier begrüßt den amerikanischen Gast.
Herr Präsident, der Deutsche Bundestag heißt Sie herzlich willkommen. Es ist uns eine Ehre und Freude, den Präsidenten der Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika an dieser ehrwürdigen Stätte des deutschen Parlamentarismus zu begrüßen. Die Stadt Frankfurt und ihr Oberbürgermeister werden es mir nicht übel nehmen, wenn ich hinzufüge, dass wir Sie freilich noch lieber willkommen heißen würden in der Mitte des Deutschen Reichstages zu Berlin. Herr Präsident, hier in dieser Paulskirche trat 1848 die erste deutsche Nationalversammlung zusammen unter der Losung, das ganze Deutschland soll es sein. Dort im Reichstag zu Berlin ist der deutsche Parlamentarismus in der dunkelsten Stunde seiner Geschichte geschlagen worden. Mit ihm wurde der freiheitliche deutsche Rechtsstaat zerbrochen und die Teilung der Nation heraufbeschworen. Von dort aus gedenken wir die Herrschaft des Rechtes und der Freiheit über ganz Deutschland neu und besser zu befestigen als zuvor.
Der nationalstaatlichen, von Amerika distanzierten Europakonzeption de Gaulles stellt Kennedy seine Idee eines vereinten Europa in einer atlantischen Partnerschaft gegenüber.
We are partners for peace, not in a narrow bilateral context, but in a framework of Atlantic partnership. The ocean. The ocean divides us less than the Mediterranean divided Greece and Rome. Our constitution is old, and yours is young, and our culture is young, and yours is old. But in our commitment, we can and must speak and act with but one voice. Our roles are distinct, but complementary, and our goals are the same. Peace and freedom for all men, for all time, in a world of abundance and a world of justice. That is why our nations are working together to strengthen NATO, to expand trade, to assist the developing countries, to align our monetary policy, and to build the Atlantic community. I would not diminish the miracle of West Germany's economic achievements. But the true German miracle has been your rejection of the past for the future, your reconciliation with France, your participation in the building of Europe, your leading role in NATO, and your growing support for constructive undertakings throughout the world. Your economic institutions, your constitutional guarantees, your confidence in civilian authority are all harmonious with the ideals of older democracies, and they form a firm pillar of the democratic European community. But Goethe tells us in his greatest poem that Faust lost the liberty of his soul when he said to the passing moment, "Stay, thou art so fair." And our liberty, too, is endangered if we pause for the passing moment, if we rest in our achievements, if we resist the pace of progress. For time and the world do not stand still. Change is the law of life,
And those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future. The future. The future of the West lies in Atlantic partnership, a system. A system of cooperation, interdependence, and harmony whose people can jointly meet their burdens and opportunities throughout the world. Some say this is only a dream, but I do not agree. A generation of achievement, the Marshall Plan, NATO, the Schuman Plan, and the common market urges us up the path to greater unity. There will be difficulties and delays, and doubts and discouragement. There will be differences of approach and opinion, but we have the will and the means to serve three related goals: the heritage of our countries, the unity of our continents, and the interdependence of the Western Alliance. Some say that the United States will neither hold to these purposes nor abide by its pledges, that we will revert to a narrow nationalism. But such doubts fly in the face of history. For 18 years, the United States has stood its watch for freedom all around the globe. The firmness of American will and the effectiveness of American strength have been shown in support of free men and free governments in Asia, in Africa, in the Americas, and above all, here in Europe. We have undertaken and sustained in honor relations of mutual trust and obligation with more than 40 allies. We are proud of this record, which more than answers doubts. But in addition, these proven commitments to the common freedom and safety are assured in the future, as in the past, by one great fundamental fact: that they are deeply rooted in America's own self-interest. Our commitment to Europe is indispensable in our interest as well as yours. It is not in our interest to try to dominate the European councils of decision. If that were our objective, we would prefer to see Europe divided and weak, enabling the United States to deal with each fragment individually. Instead, we have and now look forward to a Europe united and strong, speaking with a common voice, acting with a common will, a world power capable a world power capable of meeting world problems as a full and equal partner. This is in the interest of us all. For war in Europe, as we learned twice in 40 years, destroys peace in America. A threat to the freedom of Europe is a threat to the freedom of America. That is why no administration in Washington can fail to respond to such a threat, not merely from goodwill, but from necessity. And that is why we look forward to a united Europe in an Atlantic partnership, an entity of interdependent parts, sharing equally both burdens and decisions, and linked together in the task of defense as well as the arts of peace. This is no fantasy. It will be achieved by concrete steps to solve the problems that face us all, military, economic, and political. Partnership is not a posture, but a process, a continuous process that grows stronger each year as we devote ourselves to common tasks. The first task of the Atlantic community was to assure its common defense. That defense was and still is indivisible. The United States will risk its cities to defend yours because we need your freedom to protect ours. Hundreds of thousands of our soldiers serve with yours on this continent as tangible evidence of this pledge. Those who would doubt our pledge or deny this indivisibility, those who would separate Europe from America or split one ally from another, would only give aid and comfort to the men who make themselves our adversary and welcome any Western disarray. But purpose of our common military effort is not war, but peace. Not the destruction of nations, but the protection of freedom. The forces that West Germany contributes to this effort are second to none among the Western European nations. Your nation is in the front line of this defense, and your divisions, side by side with our own, are a source of strength to us all. These conventional forces are essential, and they are backed by the sanction of thousands of the most modern weapons here on European soil, and thousands more only minutes away in posts around the world. Together, our nations have developed for the forward defense of free Europe a deterrent far surpassing the present or prospective force of any hostile power. Nevertheless, it is natural that America's nuclear position has raised questions within the alliance. I believe we must confront these questions not by turning the clock backwards to separate nuclear deterrence, but by developing a more closely unified Atlantic deterrent with genuine European participation.
Kennedy fasst dann seine Vorstellung von Europa wie folgt zusammen.
It is only a fully cohesive Europe that can protect us all against the fragmentation of our alliance. Only such a Europe will permit full reciprocity of treatment across the ocean in facing the Atlantic agenda. With only such a Europe can we have a full give and take between equals, an equal sharing of responsibilities, and an equal level of sacrifice. I repeat again, so that there may be no misunderstanding, the choice of paths to the unity of Europe is a choice which Europe must make. But as you continue this great effort, undeterred by either difficulty or delay, you should know that this new European greatness will be not an object of fear, but a source of strength for the United States of America.
Im Namen des Bundestages stimmt Bundestagspräsident Gerstenmaier dem Gedanken der Atlantischen Partnerschaft zu.
Herr Präsident, wir danken Ihnen von ganzem Herzen für eine große Rede und wir danken Ihnen ebenso für die Gesinnung, von der diese Rede getragen ist. Herr Präsident, ich bin ganz sicher, dass der Mann, der die Ehre hat, für den Deutschen Bundestag zu sprechen, sich in diesem Augenblick nicht übernimmt, wenn er für sein Haus sagt, wir bekennen uns zu den politischen Grundsätzen dieser Rede und dem Horizont, unter dem sie praktiziert werden.
Gerstenmaier erinnert aber auch an das höchste deutsche Interesse. Die Wiedervereinigung.
Wir Deutsche gedenken, das Gemeinwohl der freien Welt nicht zurücktreten zu lassen hinter unseren eigenen Geschäften. Aber wir zählen auch in Zukunft darauf, dass die Durchsetzung des Selbstbestimmungsrechts, von dem Sie so eindrucksvoll gesprochen haben, auch für die Deutschen hinter dem eisernen Vorhang eben niemals nur als unsere eigene nationale Aufgabe verstanden wird, sondern auch als ein spornendes Motiv und ein elementarer Bestandteil der gemeinsamen Politik der freien Welt und ihrer Bündnisgemeinschaft.